the formalities of.
Just call the meeting to order. Note the time for the recording. And then you can ask everyone to read the minutes and then take the motions and then vote.
All right, well, I call this meeting to order for December 11th, 2019. The time is 6:01, and we have four members present, which is a quorum. So, do we actually read the meeting minutes?
Yes,
minutes
everyone
that's
can.
That's a good way to do it. Right?
Okay. Okay. So the minutes of the McKinney Armed Service Memorial Board meeting from October 9th, 2019. So this page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board met at the Parks Recreation.
Oh, no, you don't have to read it.
Oh,
that would be good.
Unless anybody has a change or issue, then we'll
accept
as per motion.
All right, so there's no changes or other issues with the minutes. We have a motion to
I'll move that they be accepted as presented.
Second.
Right, so
all those in favor say aye.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Any opposed?
Motion carries.
And then you sign the back.
This one?
This one. And I'll send it to the city secretary.
Okay. So that'll go to the regular agenda, which is it right there, an item, that number, and what it is, and we'll talk.
Great. So now we'll go to regular agenda order and review the items on the meeting. The first is the consider and discuss the act on the creating and managing the social media accounts through a Hootsuite free account. And we'll discuss that.
Okay, so Michelle is the secretary, and she wanted to do the social media updates.
Okay.
So this is something she wanted to talk about. If you wanted to, what I know about it, since she's not here, is she wants to create an Instagram account for the Veterans Memorial. There's already a Facebook, so she'll take over that, and Twitter. And if she posts enough through those, then it's a free account. You don't have to pay. Otherwise, Hootsuite, I think, is you would have a subscription payment. But with enough posts, it's free.
How many posts?
I want to say one a day.
Oh. Mm. Between any of those sites or on all three?
That
sites?
I don't know.
Oh. Is that something the city uses, Hootsuite?
Or no, that's something Michelle brought.
Okay. And it's a service provider that collates the different Instagram.
I think
Facebook
so. I'm guessing that if she does one post, it shoots it out to all three,
okay.
Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. But again, I don't know. I didn't look into it.
So there's a subscription to it, so you're going to be obligated for some period of time. And if you don't do your post, you're going to get charged?
I think so.
But if you do maintain your post,
it continues to be free.
Interesting. And she feels like she's got the time and ability to make sure we get our posts in there.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Another key, right, is to make sure that.
So then you would probably discuss what is she going to post?
Post
just things
yeah.
that to mm-hmm. do with veterans in general and, of course, the board itself and any mm-hmm. Ceremonies that come up.
You know, she's.
So she would.
I think there's plenty of material. And she can make up a little paragraph about every individual name that we have on the wall and publish mm-hmm. those.
Yeah.
But it's a daily
period. Yeah, I mean, that would, because mm-hmm. that's what you're.
I want to say yes. I don't know if it's amount of posts. Maybe she posts in 5 days, and that's, I don't know if it's 30 posts or one a day.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know.
Okay. Well, we kind of need her.
Yeah, we sort of need her to understand. We need to know the cost as well. Mm-hmm.
I'm for effectively automating the process if that's. If it could be done and not cause us an expense,
mm-hmm.
we just might have the ability to
right.
add another
right.
expense.
We don't have much of a budget, do we?
Mm. Okay. Well, we have, what is it, $4,000 a year?
It's oh, okay.
Six.
I wasn't sure. How
but $3,500 of it goes to fuel for the aircraft and the flyway.
It mostly funds the veterans day ceremony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So anything else, you know, we kind of raise money. So all this stuff we've done for the mining stuff, all that was raised money. And we have the tile, the brick thing that's a constant
fundraiser if, you know, sure, people buy it.
Hi.
But if we have...
You're over here today.
Right here.
And you have your name tags.
Awesome.
Michelle.
Hello.
But if we have a need of anything, then we have to figure out what it is. Okay.
What's good timing? We were just talking about your timing.
Oh, really?
On the agenda.
We've already made it through the minutes, so we're talking about this week.
Okay.
And we don't know anything about it, so we're hoping you can tell us.
Right. So there's a variety of social media platforms out there that help you schedule and decide how you want to push information out onto different websites. So I know we have a Facebook account. If we have a Facebook account, that means we also have an Instagram account for the park, because they're essentially the same company.
You just have to open one.
Yeah. And then I think there was a Twitter account as well, as somebody mentioned. But we have a lot of content about the memorial, like everybody's names and a little bit about their information. So I'm thinking, I started to go through the list that's on the Freedom Fighter website, mm-hmm. and just putting it into a spreadsheet, if we don't already have that, where there's the killed in action date or the date of deceased, if it was an accident. And then, you know, we can push something out every day as like a memorial for them. And then on days that or weeks that we don't have anybody, but I think with, you know, the 420, we should cover quite a few days, we can push those pavers that people can buy, because I think that's something that a lot of people in McKinney or Collin County don't know about. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if we can look through and get different hashtags or tag the different McKinney and Collin County entities that are on social media, like visit McKinney site when it's something like an event going on, or, you know, one of the cities, if it's somebody from outside of McKinney itself, you know, Wiley or Prosper, so that they can start to see that pop up on their own feed, whoever their social media manager is. But most of all, if we just have it on a spreadsheet and then a link to the photos that Colin has painted or something that we pull from the archive, that can be redone each year, no matter who's here.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that you just start.
I like that idea. Is it one post a day you have to make, or 30 posts a month?
It's totally whatever we decide on. And I personally haven't. I'm in marketing. Mm. But I haven't used Hootsuite specifically, but they're one of the only ones I could find with a free account. And as far as putting all the data together, I know we kind of have the website, but I don't know, does the city have like a Microsoft share drive or anything that the...
Not, it's internal to employees.
Internal to employees, so maybe I could just give it to you so that you can store it in the system for future use,
mm-hmm.
or, okay, because that's the only thing I'm worried about, is like the sustainability part of it.
Yeah, we can always, well, I think we could probably create a Google Doc, Google Drive, to share amongst everyone. That way everyone has it. Otherwise, if I were to save it, it's just internal, like Tim and I could see it, but that would be it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think what she's getting at is make sure we keep it and don't lose it.
Yeah, for the historical, for
so it's stored,
yeah,
so that we can always delete from
it. It'll be on the city's drive, but if everybody wants access, it
will be
Google. Okay. Google is the only one that I know of that's shared.
Okay.
Google Drive.
So I don't know if that kind of makes sense, but we can just...
It does. Well, before you got here, we're talking about how there's... We've got 400 plus names on the wall. You could get one of those a day.
Yeah.
Because you know, our self-ordained charters make it for sure these folks are never forgotten. That's a good way. There's one on there every day to talk about it. And then there's always events and anniversaries and things. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's great. Do you have the time to help implement some of the actions that are needed to push it? Is it a daily task, or can it be?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to find out with Hootsuite. It's a free account. A lot of them you can schedule up to 30 posts, and then it'll post them, you know, when you say.
That's ideal.
So you say Tuesdays at 7 a.m., or every day at 7 a.m., and every day at 7 a.m., you've got it loaded.
It just grabs the file. And
yeah.
That's awesome.
So, like I said, I haven't done the free account yet, but I'll see kind of what functionality there is. To be kind of a disclaimer, I wasn't sure how much we're allowed to communicate via email instead of at a meeting, so that's why I was like, let's bring it up and see.
As long as you don't discuss something that should be on an agenda, if you just want to say, just for your information, I'm sharing Matthew Obal's information today, and everyone says yes, or I don't know that you have to agree, but just for your information. Okay. You could probably send an email and blind copy everyone.
Okay.
Is it that work, do you think?
I think.
We can try until we get our wrist back.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no problem with that.
Yep. And then I was thinking with the Hootsuite account, you can try it, and if it doesn't work, then you can vote to cancel it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what do you need from us? Do you need help from us on figuring that out? You just need to do your own research on Hootsuite.
Yeah, I just need to do Hootsuite, and then I'll set up a shared sheet on Google Sheets that we can plug into. And once I have a template for the content, if there needs to be a lot of content modification, I'll try and do a few examples and leave instructions, and then if you have extra time, since I know last time you did it,
I'm looking at it, because I'm like, if we figure it out, then, you know,
and then we can start to push those. So, we'll just need to kind of take the paragraphs. I'm assuming we'll just have to take the paragraphs that we have about those individuals and either add some hashtags or modify it a little bit.
Right, so that it's picked up on others.
I can send you what we do have. The thing, since I have started tracking it, it's only been like 2 or 3 years. So I only have 2 or 3 years worth of stuff that from Colin, so I can send you blurbs. Last year we had the inserts of the pictures and their bios, so that would be something completely you could send immediately. But I'll send you what I have.
Okay.
And then between Colin and everyone else, I don't know if you have anything more to share, but Colin would be a good source.
Do you also have in your archives, you know, like the photos of when Woody was here and we did the dedication of the
Some on the web page, and some we can just find through Channel 5. They NBC was there to record last year.
Right, Channel 5. So we've got access to all that information too for creating the different reports. So I love that. That's tremendous.
I wonder how complicated it would be to post information about an individual on the person's date of death.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking of.
Sets it up in a spreadsheet where it's the date it posts. And then,
That's kind of.
Because we probably have some overlap where, two or three people in the same thing, and they can whatever you choose.
Even take it month by month if we wanted to do that, where I can just search through for January and get those names. Or we can do alphabetical.
What would be the best way to do that? You want to do that work and then we talk about it at the next meeting and implement it, or you want to just sort of email it out to everybody and say, here's what I got?
I'll email it so we can try and hit that January 1st date.
Sure. That's great.
That makes sense. Yeah, thank you for offering. I think that's a great idea to help.
Thanks for all meeting on this one agenda item.
I think it might be a good idea. It might be a good idea to sort of semi-formalize it, and we'll have Matt and then Michelle and Colin, because he's got all the data bank as a committee to implement this process.
I agree.
So, and you guys just take it and run with it, and then we'll see the emails when you figure out what you think you ought to do, and that way I think we could launch it in January with no problem if you guys have the time to dedicate to it. Now this is holiday time, so
I'll let you know.
Push
it.
We could always.
And we're all volunteers here, so don't think that you're under a gun to get.
That's true. I mean, getting started, but I get your point. You know, I mean, it'd be nice to start in January. When we start, I get something new. So.
I'm a fan of deadlines, so if it's not January January 1st.
Okay, stick with January 1st.
Lingers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Of course, that's probably part of my work day boiling.
We're fortunate to have someone like you here on the board because you've got that knowledge and experience and ability. That's cool.
So we close the item.
Mm-hmm. Motion.
Motion to accept this motion.
Do we need a motion to? Okay, I should say we're finished with that.
Okay. Any final comments, questions? Otherwise, we'll take a motion to stop the discussion.
Okay, we're done. So. Okay.
Motion to approve.
A motion to approve. Is that a subcommittee? What is it?
Just to get to have the account in order to manage the social media.
Yeah.
A motion to set up the account to manage the social media.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
No, I'll get it.
Your turn. I'll get it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion carries.
I'll get the revenue. Yeah. Okay. So that covers the agenda items that we're going to end.
There's comments. There's no citizens.
So we have no citizen comments. We have any board comments? So I did have positive feedback from some folks that I knew that were at the Veterans Day ceremony, really impressed by the entire event, the solemnity of the event, and of course the flyover is sort of the grand portion of it that I thought was really positive.
I thought we were fortunate that Farmersville Choir was able to step up and do what we needed. I think McKinney's choir learned a lesson that this was, that kid's a new director. He didn't know what he was into, but he learned a lesson about what the event is, and I think we'll have better cooperation from him in the future, especially since his kid's being darned about being here. So we're going to have to watch that next time when it comes around again. But I guess January we can start talking about Memorial Day and figuring out what we're going to do about that. But yeah, I agree. I had good feedback too from several people that had never been to one before.
Yep.
And they came up and saw this out and talked about how they really enjoyed it.
So Congressman Taylor was appropriate in the comments and focused on the purpose. So
he seemed to be impressed because he hadn't been to one before. He was impressed with what we did, so that was good. We got good comments from the veterans that I saw there, so I think we did a good job with it.
Yeah, I think
we can always get better, but we did a good job with it. You did a great job with air traffic.
Except that I thought he was flying in from a different direction.
Well,
So other than the fact that he came in from the wrong direction, at least to me it was the wrong, but otherwise it was
okay. It worked out okay, and I don't understand why he, I guess it's shame on us for not being clear on what we expected. But, I mean, it worked out fine. It was,
There wasn't one.
He timed it just right, the rudder red, all that's good.
Yeah.
But, and the timing of it was good, so,
The weather was awesome.
Weather was great.
That helps.
Bagpiper was good, Deuter was good, so, yeah.
So, you listen to the Veterans Day actual.
Timing was a little off, and Deuter, he was supposed to wait for me to prompt him, but he just launched into it, so we had to stand up. That's okay. It's always something weird goes on.
And the actual Veterans Day, where we do the roll call of names of members, that was canceled. But that's a really solemn,
always
important
great
event.
Always
that great doesn't get the attendance that we have, but for the families that have
very meaningful,
very families. Important to them. And I think, and Pat, was moving to me and just being there. So hopefully, make sure the weather will cooperate for that, because it's a great thing for us to do.
Yeah. So can I take a step back to the social media post? You just said something that triggered me.
Sure.
But it'd be great to know for those families that I want them to see the posts, right? I want them to see that we're memorializing their loved ones. So I don't know where I was going with that was if we had their emails or contact info.
Colin does.
Okay, all right, so that's why.
He's got a lot of them.
Colin has a lot of their contacts.
He wanted all of them. He'll have a lot of them.
Because it would just be neat, you know, Michelle, I think it would be neat for us to tag them anyway.
Sure.
I mean, but respectfully, you know, some might not want that.
We should share to let them know we're going to do that. Any other comments or questions from the board?
I found one person in the National Archives, and I just wanted to know if you guys have come across this name before, Adam Wade Guilford. So he was a younger gentleman in the Marine Corps, and it's from Plano, and died while he was home New Year's Eve for the holidays in 96, so it was fairly recent.
How do you spell his last name?
Guilford.
He was still on active duty when he came home and died.
Mm-hmm. RTH. I can go quick. I have the Excel spreadsheet. I can search it quickly.
Okay.
So Guilford, just how it sounds.
Yes. Yeah, I have this too. And then there was an article in the Dallas News as well about he died from heroin overdose while he was here on leave. So that's really unfortunate. I don't know if he had anything else going on, and it's not really my place to ask, but I just kind of wanted to double check this name.
The whole of probably knew all the time.
No.
Did you just encounter it, or were you searching?
So this is the National Archives, and it's the Defense Casualty Analysis System from 1950. This particular segment was 1950 to 2005. I think it's
probably the same. I'd be willing to pay the dollar to it, doesn't let Colin already notice that.
Yeah, and that's why I was wondering, because there were some other ones like around him temporally that were on there, so I was just wondering if there was maybe
sometimes, I know that in the past, this board has considered criminal activity as a disqualifier.
Okay, and that's kind of where
that doesn't mean that's what this is, but I know that in the past this board has considered that as a factor in disqualifying someone, so we can certainly find out.
Okay. His name
isn't on the
spreadsheet. I'll shoot Colin an email, Michelle, and see what he knows. And
it may have been considered in a previous meeting by our previous board.
If that's the case, we can go back and check the minutes and see what the determination was.
Good. Any other comments from the board? Other items? Other agenda items?
Anything you want to discuss for next time?
Do you know the date for next meeting? January.
I'll look up the date.
I'm out of the country, 1 to 8. It'll be later than that, I would think.
It actually will be the 8th. January 8th is the second Wednesday.
I'll be flying home from London, so I'm not going to be for that.
Is there? So we have the opportunity to decide whether we have a meeting based on schedule and agenda items.
Yes.
If we just have so meeting,
if you want, yeah, you got all those options. If you do it more than what?
As long as we give notice.
72 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If there's one or no real pressing agenda item, then you can
roll it.
If there's one agenda item, you can roll it to February. If something comes up between now and January 8th, then we definitely need to have a meeting.
You could always, the second Wednesday of February is the 12th.
It's up to the board's discretion.
Okay. Do we have something for discussion? Do we feel like we need to have a meeting? I mean, the next major event, of course, is Memorial Day, in terms of which we have planning, participation, activities.
It's end of May, which means, January you need to start the process, because you got to find, if you're going to do a speaker, you got to find a speaker.
Okay.
And you got to start putting people on notice that it's coming up. So that is an agenda item, but it doesn't necessarily have to be January. And January is a good time to start, but it doesn't have to be.
Did Can we do it without the meeting in January? Do we need to have a meeting pushed? Or, you know, we can. I think we'll survive if you're on a plane that day.
Oh yeah, you guys
can take the idea. We have the schedule. Does it have any other conflicts with that second Wednesday of the 8th?
Yeah, we just start working our way through the worksheet.
Yeah, actually, I know the following week I have a conflict, so I'll speak over. We can keep it for the 8th. That's the plan.
Okay, so keep the next meeting January 8th?
Yeah, and then if we have other feedback in between.
Okay. And I did attach the task list. Mm-hmm. I can email it so that you have it electronically, that you can start assigning or volunteering to do any of these without a meeting. And
okay.
Well, I have another, Memorial Day now, we're trying to do Memorial Day, so we have those names we're going to put on the wall, and then we have some, so that would be part of the program. And, other than that, we was last year Memorial Day, that's the first one we had a speaker at, right? We had the animal
company. Right.
Doesn't mean we have to have a speaker, but if we comes up with an idea of somebody who would be a good speaker, then we can line it up. Otherwise, we can stick to our normal Memorial Day deal. Yeah.
I think we should discuss that. I think the speaker adds, it adds, some content to it, but also I think it draws interest.
We had great feedback last year about having a speaker, so yeah. Okay. So that'd be your agenda item, at least one agenda item. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Colin's going to have some information on names.
Good. Maybe we can give an update on launch,
right?
Social. Okay. Other comments or questions?
I'll move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Awesome.
We're adjourned.
Great job.
It only took me 6 or 7 months to figure that out. Sure.
And these are for us to take home. And
Yes, and we're at events.
Do we have the challenge coins as well, Tim? Do we have challenge coins?
Hey,
to get the new members?
I know.
Yeah, we have one of those.
So I get, you want 2 for 1, one each?
Please.
I don't. Challenge
one. You're about to get one.
Hey.
And you got one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Three.
So I don't know if you even called them back.
I do. It wasn't a big thing in my experience.